Harper Wave and Harper Audio present Biography of Resistance, The Epic Battle Between People and Pathogens by Muhammad H. Zaman, Ph.D. Read by Kyle Tate. Prologue. Washoe County is on the western edge of Nevada, with Oregon to the north and California to the west. The county, with its picturesque lakes and stunning deserts, is not often in the news. But on January 13, 2017, a brief article from Washoe's public health officials was published in the Centers for Disease Control's Mortality and Morbidity Weekly Report, and it sent shockwaves around the world. It was the first report of its kind. Never before had a U.S. county public health office written about a complete failure of every single antibacterial drug that they had available to them. The report concerned a Washoe County resident in her 70s who had been admitted to a hospital in Reno about 5 months earlier, showing signs of inflammation and infection. She had recently returned from an extended trip to India, where she had fallen and broken her femur, the largest bone in the human body. She had been treated at a local hospital, and her condition improved, but later she developed an infection in her femur and hip. She was in and out of Indian hospitals as doctors tried to help her. In August 2016, the doctors in Reno examined the woman and sent her blood and urine samples to the lab. The tests came back with results indicating that the bacteria causing her infection was resistant to leading antibiotics. The bacteria in question was CRE, carbapenem-resistant Enterobacteriaceae. Enterobacteriaceae is a large family of bacteria, many of which live harmlessly in the human gut. But there are other types that are notoriously difficult to treat because they are resistant to highly potent antibiotics. In the case of this patient, the subset of bacteria belonging to the Enterobacteriaceae family was Klebsiella pneumoniae, which can cause pneumonia or sepsis and is a major cause of urinary tract infections. And it can be life-threatening as well. The doctors in Reno found this highly unusual. They had never seen evidence of CRE in their wards. Concerned that the very serious infection could easily spread to the other patients, the staff moved the woman to an acute care ward. The nurses and doctors attending the patient adopted the most stringent protocols for infection control, putting on gloves, masks, and extra layers of gowns anytime they came in contact with her. Resistance to antibiotics is a problem that infectious disease doctors encounter often in their line of work. If one drug is ineffective, they try others. And sometimes they even combine a few drugs to overcome a particularly difficult bacterial infection. Knowing that the most common antibiotics wouldn't help in this case, the doctors went to the next line of more potent drugs. Most of the time, doctors in the United States and other developed countries can find something that works. The treatment can be taxing on the patient, and recovery can be prolonged. But not everyone who gets CRE ends up dying. Many recover fully, their lives saved by doctors eventually hitting upon the right drug, or combination of drugs, that kills the infection. Hoping that something might work, as is often the case, the doctors in Reno kept trying, determined to find an antibiotic that would save their patient. But this time was different. One antibiotic after another failed. Combination after combination failed. Nothing seemed to work. The infection spread throughout her bloodstream and her organs. They used every antibiotic that was available in the United States at the time, a total of 26. The infection thrived. The woman died of septic shock 2 weeks after arriving at the hospital in Reno. Meanwhile, doctors on the other side of the world were facing an unprecedented challenge as well. Karachi, the largest city in my home country of Pakistan, could not be more different from Washoe County. It's a port city, a sprawling urban metropolis of nearly 15 million people, and among the most densely populated parts of the world. In the fall of 2016, a typhoid outbreak in and around Karachi was proving extraordinarily difficult to control. The typhoid was resistant to most frontline drugs. It was caused by another member of the Enterobacteriaceae family that the doctors encountered in Nevada, Salmonella typhi.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?